very poignant. And now I point to the teacher and the classroom, and our wild tale commences.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ancient Speaking Class. You must speak, that's what I'm teaching. If you're going to telepath, you're wasting my time, so don't spaz. Hey, I heard that. Who just thought their teacher has a big ass? Don't think nasty things like that when everyone here can telepath. Well, this is fun. I know it's difficult without tongues, but you're young. You still have lots of time to sunscreen under one of the suns. Now, who wants to start? Will it be you, Intel Inside? Or you, just do it. Perhaps Scott Milk wants to begin. Oh, Coke is it. Stand, don't sit. Hit it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. You begin your report. Don't use your port. Use your rusty, a little dusty mouth and larynx. Right where you used to put a sandwich. See if we can manage. But we're gonna need a beat in order for you to handle it. I'm teaching you in rhyme. Since archaeologists found only Shakespeare and pigs ready to die. When time and age was counted, measured, money was pleasure. Babies branded after ad campaigns forever. The old world was confused, attaching themselves to the biblical by the umbilical. Ironically, so much like the amoeba they sprung from, the evolution was cyclical. But I get ahead of myself, or was I behind myself? Perhaps Coke is it wants to do her report first. I'm asking, but remember kids, no telepathing.
My, ancient speaking report is on my great to the 50th power grandmother whose name was Superstar. I am the descendant of her duplicate, a psychophant from a cloning plant.
No telepathing, Coke is it?
Right, the year of her was 2080, understandably elusive since we don't count time anymore, maybe. It's a bit hazy, but Superstar was crazy. An entertainer back when there was entertainment, pleasure for payment. So that everybody would stop their complaining. She was very, very bad, and I don't mean bad, meaning good. I'll explain how bad Superstar was if I could. In those strange days, each human was allowed one exact clone, or duplicate as they called them, to do his bidding, his drinking, his pigging, his singing, or his unpleasant slash moral thinking. One could do it at any age, and as the original changed, and the duplicate were rearranged. But our deranged Superstar was thinking, why does one duplicate when she could have a troop of them? Why settle for one when she could make thousands of bad girl clones to get a better job done?
Well, what was she like when she was young?
She dreamed of being a celebrity just like everyone. It was 2005, a strange time to be alive. She knew if she couldn't be famous in her time, she would be one day in 2080. She found a supercomputer MRI, baby.
Wow.
That would preserve her mind until the world was ready to comply. I ain't gonna lie, not only does she become famous, she becomes the only famous person alive. Listen to her plot and plan with her friends when she was only 9.
What an insane mind.
Yeah, thank God it's not mine.